This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Oops. Wait a minute. So tomorrow's the 29th. It's leap year tomorrow. Well, I guess this whole year is leap year. I don't quite understand. Well, maybe we get into that a little bit. It's not the most important item of the hour or the day on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and I'm Doug Steffen. Sure to, in the next hour, two or three or four, to find something that you're going to be interested in. I promise you, you'll hear some information, you'll hear some comments that you will never hear again, nor will you hear them anyplace else. But then there are those things that we sort of put together. That is the compilation of items that you've heard, and maybe this situation with the coronavirus, Jennifer, and the fear that's attached to it, the usual lily-livered weaklings on Wall Street, the Dow Jones and all the other averages, S&P, have gone down pretty significantly this week. At least they are going back and forth. And I guess around the world the markets are hedging their bets because of the coronavirus. I'm not sure that it's appropriate, but it is very much what they do because they're all betting on the negative, which is kind of too bad. A horrible way to make money is betting on the negative, but so it happens. So the losses and the number of people, you have some stats for us?
Well, we could talk about exactly where we are with the coronavirus. I know in California, Governor Gavin Newsom did a press conference yesterday and said they're investigating 8,400 people in the state of California as possibly coming into contact or having the coronavirus. The death toll right now is 2,800 people worldwide. There are 83,000 global cases with infections on every continent except for Antarctica. The big story, I think, today is just how the markets are responding to this. Stock markets, as you mentioned, across Asia, tumbled across Asia after the U.S. stocks again sold off sharply over coronavirus fears. People are really spooked by this. The Dow closed down 1,191 points, or 4.4%. That was the worst one-day point drop in history. There was also a spike in South Korea over the last 24 hours. South Korea has the biggest outbreak outside of China. They have 2,337 cases. And in Italy, there are a lot of fears. 11 European countries now have confirmed cases of coronavirus. Many have been traced to Italy. Northern Italy seems to be the place. And people are actually watching the Pope, because the Pope apparently wasn't feeling so hot during Mass. He canceled an event. He's taken ill. And, of course, people are now wondering, does Pope Francis even have the coronavirus?
And he's in crowds all the time.
Right.
So that would make some sense if he's around. Although, one of the people here, was it yesterday we were talking about somebody who had it, who hadn't been exposed to anybody, hadn't been around anybody?
Yeah, that person's in serious condition now.
Yeah, in Northern California, they call it community spread. And so they're trying to figure out how this person came into contact with the coronavirus. And then they have to trace who this person had contact with since they contracted the coronavirus. Because apparently this guy was in the hospital, or this woman, we don't know what this person is. But the patient has been in the hospital for 4 days before they said, hey, maybe we should test him for coronavirus. And so they did, and that's what this person had. So he's come into contact with doctors and nurses and people before that. So now they're trying to not only trace where he could have picked this up or if it was from an unknown origin and who he came into contact with before they diagnosed him.
Mm. All right. So are you afraid, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, you afraid of anything?
No.
Any getting this?
Not
anybody
really.
You know? Is your family, friends, your circle, the uniqueness of all of our friends? What do your friends say? What do you
friends
say when they say to you, what do you think, Victoria? You're on top of things. Am I going to get it or not?
Well, I haven't had anyone ask me for my opinion about it, but I have some friends who work in Manhattan who are definitely concerned. and all the commuting that my husband does. You know, you're just, he's in constant contact with so many people in Manhattan, in Penn Station. So, yeah, there is some concern there. For me personally, I'm not really concerned unless I get it from Lewis. But I don't know.
I just don't know what we do. I mean, of course, yeah, Everybody doesn't want to get sick, and we don't want to see our husbands get sick or our wives get sick. But what are you supposed to do? I think that there's a lot of sensationalizing going right now because there's some fear-mongering. I also think politically they
sure
think
is.
It's an opportunity to hurt the president. So there's a lot of things
it's
happening.
It's going both ways from the White House. I think it's going both ways in that department.
I was actually really impressed with Eric Swalwell, and I can't believe I'm going to say this. He's a Democrat from California who does not like President Trump. He ran for president for about 10 seconds. And they were talking about coronavirus, and they were asking him, you know, was this response enough? And he said, you know, when it comes to something like this, we should all be working together.
Yep.
And I thought, whoa, Eric Swalwell, is that you? Hello? Is that you? But he's right. I mean, when it's something like this, this is when everybody should kind of come together. But obviously, we even politicize sickness. It's just you can't stay at home. You can't just not live your life because you're afraid of getting something.
Right. Well, it's not that big a deal here. I don't feel like in America it's that big a deal. I don't.
It might be early days, though. That's part of the problem.
Right.
I think there's a lot of just we're going to have to wait and see what happens. We were a lot of people on the coast and anywhere where mosquitoes are. I remember we were everybody around me
last
we had
year.
Constant bug spray and because of the Zika virus. So you know it's and then it never happened here. So you just have to wait and see. I think in the meantime, common sense prevention.
Thank
you. After you commute, I told my husband, I said, you're going to take some antibacterial wipes with you. Wipe down your office, wipe down your phone. Because if you touch a handrail at Penn Station, when you get to the office, wash your hands. You have to do it at least 15 seconds. Regular soap and scrubbing. And that's sort of basic stuff.
No matter what.
And this is not a time where everyone needs to be shaking hands or whatever. You know, air kiss everybody.
Bump
and just say, hey,
I don't even need to do that.
I don't know what I don't know what we're supposed to do. I mean, it's either you stay at home and hide, or you just live your life and you hope for the best. I don't know.
Well, just be smart about what you eat and how you're dealing with your own health and your well-being. Know what your body is doing, what kind of shape your body's in, all that sort of stuff. Exercise is good. All those things are good. Speaking of politics, it seems that behind the scenes, according to today's New York Times, there is a lot of hubbub among the Democratic National Committee. In fact, they are so the leaders, whoever quote unquote the leaders are more concerned about Bernie Sanders. This is something that we've agreed upon this through the course of events here, want a mainstream Democrat to run. They're more concerned about Bernie Sanders getting the presidential nomination than the prospects of Donald Trump being in the White House after November the 3rd. So the establishment party officials behind the scenes have been talking to Sherrod Brown, who is the senator from Ohio, and Michelle Obama as a running mate, according to this story in the New York Times. I'm just telling you what other potential candidates floated by the head of the party.
Let's add people now. Yeah, let's
Kamala
let's
Harris,
chaos.
Who dropped out of the race and made a mess of it, and Nancy Pelosi. They've interviewed so far 93 party officials, all of whom are superdelegates who could determine the party's nominee should the candidate not come out with a clear majority. Now,
and get ready for a revolution. And I'm no Bernie Sanders fan, but if he comes out of Super Tuesday like I think he will.
You don't have to always apologize for that.
Well, not everybody does. You do, but people are joining the program all the time. And hi, welcome. And
hi, everybody. Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
If he's the person that comes out ahead, and then all of a sudden the Democrat Party decides, well, wait a second, we don't like this one, we're going to go against what the voters say and bring someone else in, that's even worse, I think. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to have Bernie's people break up and either run as an independent.
Well, that makes it more likely that somebody like Bloomberg or Bloomberg,
No, but Jeff's right, though.
That
splinters the vote. That takes everybody young to go over to Bernie's side and everybody older to go to Bloomberg's side, and then it's just split, and it means nothing.
So apparently Brown and some others, whether he's not even going to run for a third term in the Senate or a fourth term. I think he's in the Senate for the third time. His biggest this is why they put him at the top of the pile, because he's the most outspoken critic of Sanders' signature health policy plan. He doesn't think that that's going to work for anybody and everybody under the circumstances. So there's something
thinking about running. I don't know why he didn't run when he had the opportunity. Everybody was looking at him.
Because nobody knows who. Yeah, but it's like some of these other people that nobody knows who he is. Takes a lot to get going, a lot of money. And meanwhile, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is going to launch a podcast this month. She decided that she would do it after she spent the entire program a couple of weeks ago with Howard Stern. She said, I understood how important it is to communicate on the radio. The radio is a very important medium, so I'm going to launch a podcast about me. Now, that'll be, I don't know, I think that would be kind of interesting, actually. I'm not being facetious about it. I think it would be kind of interesting.
Where is it, Rudy? I blame Rudy Giuliani for this. Giuliani started a podcast.
The podcast would be available the same place as all of our podcasts.
No, I meant like what network is she signed with or what the where it's coming from.
I don't know. I don't know that you have to say. You don't have to sign with the network. You can just do a podcast and get it to somebody.
No, but high-profile people usually don't just self-produce.
Yeah, she'll go to Norm Pattis, probably somebody like that that has podcast one. That's, or iHeart, perhaps. Those are the two biggest podcasters. See what goes on with that. At any rate, discussion, Andrew Yang seems to think that Bloomberg will be an interesting choice, just to throw some more.
I don't know if Andrew Yang thinks that. I heard that thrown around yesterday, that someone Bloomberg could be considering as a running mate, which kind of made me think twice. That was interesting, but saw a lot of Yang Gang fans are not fans of Bloomberg, so sure that would work.
There's a lot of differences, too. The universal income doesn't seem like a Bloomberg policy.
No,
that
not
was
at all.
That was Andrew Yang's...
Mm. The quick update on the Milwaukee shooting at Molson Coors. Apparently the guy who shot it up had a dispute going with a coworker. Of course, the way to fix that is to go kill five people and then himself. That's a wonderful way. Anthony Farrell, his name, worked as an electrician for 20 years at Molson Coors. A coworker who asked not to be identified believed that he was being disciplined against because he was black, and he was frequently arguing with one of the victims who worked with him. So, anyway.
The weird thing about that story is every one of his neighbors has come forward saying that they were just in shock, that he was such a sweet person and that he helped all of his other elderly neighbors out. And it's really one of those cases where, like, no one seemed, except for the one person who wants to be anonymous, who said that he apparently was getting paranoid and thought that coworkers were breaking into his home and moving his chairs around. That's kind of an indication that something was up.
God, if somebody told me that, I would be moving their chairs all day long.
But, yeah, unfortunately, it ended in a really tragic way.
Lousy. Time for us to consider the weight loss program has been considered by so many people. This breakthrough technology, not magic, by the way. Calitrin is not magic. It just works because it's well thought out. It's a resource. You can go to their website, calitrin.com, and see all of the information about how you really live your life. This is important in the day and age that we're in, with people wanting to make sure that they were more healthy. Become a member of the healthy class. This is a way. Introduce this into your body every night. You get four of these capsules. You take them. Body goes to work. It's mostly aloe vera, collagen, that sort of thing. All natural, no stimulants, no drugs, just goes to work and helps you lose the weight. You can get it at Calitrin.com. It is becoming more nationally recognized every single day. And if you go to Calitrin.com, use the DJV discount code, you'll save $20 in every bottle. Start with six, do a six-month program, you'll lose the weight and keep it off. Hooray. Calitrin.com. 21 after the hour.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
However, feels good, especially when you know it's Gaga, 23 and change after on the DJV program for this Friday. Lady Gaga's Little Monsters, finally getting the single that they've been waiting for a long time, as Stupid Love has gone down the chute at midnight last night, hours after she announced the Stupid Love release date with a photo of a very intergalactic portrait. Ms. Gaga unveiled a short teaser of the video for Stupid Love, finds her in an alien world. I think that's believable, don't you think?
It looks like an episode of Star Trek, but with lots of pink and glitter.
Yeah. All right. So this new single, this one, Stupid Love, is her first one since 2017. If you don't count the music from Star Is Born. Does it sound pretty much typical? I don't know if there is a typical Gaga, is there?
Not really, because she's got like her jazz piano stuff, and then she's got her dance stuff, which is what we were first introduced to in the world. Mm-hmm. So this makes sense that she's going back to the first stuff that we heard.
Yeah, it feels like her solo singles are more like dance stuff, because this is very similar to The Cure that she released a couple years ago. That was her last solo single. I like it.
Yeah, I like
this. Very fun.
I was feeling very sleepy before this, and now I'm like kind of awake. So.
Yep.
Right.
Keep it going.
Yeah. And then mind me to tell you later on about what I saw on the plane yesterday, thinking about this alien world, what NASA is working on. I saw a special that I had never seen before about things going on in the world, but I won't take
I thought
the time
you were going to tell us like what you saw out the window.
No,
on the plane. I
didn't
thought that's
see
where we were going.
No, actually, most of the time on the plane now, the shades are down because everybody's looking at the video. So I don't see much, unless I'm sitting next to the window. I don't like sitting next to the window. So sometimes when I get on the plane, I'll open up the shades, and then the guy or woman, whoever sits there, closes them once we take off. I just like to see what's going on when we take off. Once you get up in the air, you know, who cares? At any rate. So, but yes, we have the alien.
Oh my God,
news.
Think of how many aliens you're missing out of the window.
I know.
You're like, who cares?
Yeah.
Or the guy sitting outside the window, like in the Twilight.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Twilight Zone. Yeah.
Wasn't that Shatner? Well, Shatner was sitting outside the window on that episode, wasn't he? Wasn't that Shatner?
No, it was like some kind of weird monkey man, wasn't it?
No, but the Shatner was in an episode of Twilight Zone. Shatner's outside a window. Hmm. I remember that from ages ago. 26 after the hour on the DJV program. Okay, so Flaunt Magazine has hosted the exclusive premiere of Sophie Strauss's video for her new single, Water. She's my daughter-in-law.
Is she your favorite daughter-in-law?
Yeah, she is my favorite daughter-in-law, as a matter of fact. According to Ms. Strauss, the song came from a place of frustration, the internal conflict being feeling like you're not doing enough and like you're caring too much. That makes a perfect partner for my son, who has often felt the same way when it comes to a lot of things that we have to live with. So deep underwater, she discovered a certain tranquility can be found. She tried a different pressure-free approach when working on this project. She says, quote, "Giving myself the creative control and being able to have such a detailed say in every inch of how something comes to life is so gratifying. Reminded me of why I love doing this." She's also returning to performing live with a show last night, as a matter of fact, at El Cid in L.A. to premiere this tune, Water. The video for Water can be seen online, and the song is on Spotify and other streaming services. So, that's the...
Well, I'm a fan.
That's kind of cute. Are you?
Absolutely. I listened to a lot of Sophie Strauss last night when I was making chili. And it's really good.
And there's no fish in it either, right?
Nope.
No fish in your chili?
Music to cook chili by Sophie Strauss. Okay.
All right, Sophie, there you go. You got a nod from the DJV program. 28 past the hour.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds. On Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference. So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really works. And it also took my hot flashes away. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at toploss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS for Calitrin's big...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Bernie Sanders will swing through North Carolina, Virginia, and Massachusetts in the next 3 days. Elizabeth Warren will make stops in Texas and Arkansas. Amy Klobuchar will be in Tennessee and Virginia. The South Carolina primary is just 2 days away, but the race is going national as candidates pivots to the 14 states that vote on Tuesday. New York billionaire Mike Bloomberg has sought to bypass the traditional early voting states, including South Carolina, to focus exclusively on the Super Tuesday states. Health officials are continuing to work to contain cases of COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus, that originated in China. More than 81,000 people have been sickened, and at least 2,798 have died of the coronavirus since the start of January, with only one confirmed case and no deaths in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No aliens here. This is the first place people come who are normal to find out what's going on in the world, because we're so normal ourselves. Here on the DJV program, we have normal Jennifer Horn, normal Victoria Keelan, normal Kara Schillen, and of course, I'm the normalist of the normals. My name is Doug Steffen. How do you do? This is Friday, the 28th of February, introduction to leap year, infinite possibilities, according to some. There are no limitations. I think that's one of the things that we often do to ourselves. We place limits on it because we don't have enough of this or we don't have enough of that. I'm not big enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not old enough. I'm not young enough. I'm not rich enough. I don't have... Why don't you look at the bright side of your life? What do you have? What have you developed? What tools do you have that make it possible for you to find your manifest destiny? Think about that. Today, seekers of truth, justice in the American way. I think that we all have lots of things. We do. We have lots of skills, lots of things that are unique about us, for sure. Coronavirus number one, according to Talkers Magazine this week, and the list of items that are on people's minds talking about it on the radio. Presidential race number two, no surprise there. Milwaukee shooting in there. So we've gotten to that point. Now it's time for us. This is from the Danger, Danger Will Robinson department. Except a little more practical, right, Victoria?
True. This is involving Shark Tank host Barbara Corcoran, who, of course, beyond being on Shark Tank, she runs a massive real estate empire in New York City. She lost nearly $400,000 in an elaborate email scam that tricked her office staff. So this is a warning for everybody. When we do the tech report, and I'm always saying don't click on any links, you know, from anything that looks like it's a bank or whatever. Make sure everything's verified. Go right directly to the source to log into your banking and things like that. And so what happened was someone acting as her assistant sent an invoice to her bookkeeper earlier this week for a renovation payment. Now, Barbara Corcoran said she had no reason to be suspicious about the email because she invests in real estate, so the bookkeeper wired $388,000 to the email address, which looked like it was her assistant's email address. However, there was one letter that was different. So people didn't look closely enough, and this is exactly how hackers get into phishing scams. One letter was different. The bookkeeper wired $388,000, and it is gone now.
See you later.
Yep, mm-hmm. The scammer has completely disappeared. The police are investigating. There's nothing they can really do. They're even tracing an IP address isn't going to help. And so once you wire money, that's it. It's not like using a credit card where you can call up and, you know, cancel the payment or whatever. This is a done deal. So Barbara Corcoran tweeted, "Lesson learned, be careful when you wire money." And then she linked to the TMZ story who broke the news. Nearly 30,000 people reported being a victim of this exact type of scam last year. So beware. 30,000 people have also fallen for this. And together they reported between Corcoran and the 30,000 other women, it's nearly $50 million in losses, according to the FBI. So if you just have to really, really be careful. And I it's best to just not really do any banking or any kind of transaction
online.
Over email. Yeah, it's well, online, if you're on your secure banking site, that's okay. Mm-hmm. But people use links through the email, and then it takes you to a landing page that looks like it might be your bank, and it's really not. It's a dummy page.
It looks so legit. You know, yep. We actually, through some of the, you know, I work for multiple companies, and one of the bigger companies I work for made every employee go through this phishing practice because it looks so legit.
Yeah.
People that have access to it can even work if you just let the kind of the virus or the hackers kind of in the system. So even people who don't have their hands in money, if they start interacting or they start like letting people into the system, it makes it even that much easier for them to trick the person who actually can press the button on transferring funds and all of that stuff. It's really crazy how advanced these people get. You know, I used to think that it was just like my grandfather or my grandmother who would get schemed or scammed by these people, and not anymore. I mean, it can be anybody because it does look so legit.
All right, where's the word to the wise? That's it. Hopefully that is sufficient. You'd think, you know, and the thing that's interesting is, oh, it's kind of like, it's not an oh well, but it is, okay, I lost $400,000, next.
Well, there's nothing you can do.
To her, it was.
Gone.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Money's
gone, it's gone.
Next up, the speaking of lots of money, reports out today indicate the chances of Tom Brady returning to the Patriots are getting slimmer by the day. In the sports department,
that
Patriots
is so dumb.
Have not spoken one word to him. According to him, the Boston Herald today is carrying a story quoting one source who said chances for a reunion are, quote-unquote, not looking good. Brady is in the free market. He'll be looking for a new franchise, apparently. And I'm wondering how stupid these people are down there. The Boston fans, Patriots fans, will go bananas if he shows up on their field playing for somebody else. It's stupid.
And I just don't understand. He's played his whole life with the Patriots. You give him two more years. You bring up somebody else who can gain from the knowledge of Tom Brady. And you
well,
set
they should have kept the guy they had
success.
Before. Who was the guy that they had?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right. He's on he's doing fine on the 49ers.
But right. But that was their decision to trade him. He wanted to stay.
To have Tom Brady finish out his career, and look, I'd love to have him in Los Angeles because they were thinking maybe they'd bring him to the Chargers. The Chargers need a quarterback. But to have him finish out his career in Los Angeles is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't think any of this is going to happen. I think this is just a way of stalling and putting pressure on Brady. And I think that I think Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick, there's no way they're going to let him go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe he's driving the price up, and then this is their way of driving it back down again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Today is Stand Up to Bullying Day, semi-annual event takes place both in February and November. In November, the event coincides with Anti-Bullying Week. Those participating in the day sign and wear pink pledge shirts to take a public stand against bullying. The shirts signals to those being bullied that they are supported, stands up in a non-confrontational way against bullies. The day is observed at schools. As a matter of fact, I was just looking at something here in Framingham where the school system is working through all this. Big problem in schools, workplaces too. That's what the guy who shot up the Molson Coors thing, he was a black guy and the white guys were bullying him, especially one guy, bing, bang, boom, that's the end of that. 25 different countries are focused on this today, which is pretty good. Actually, it's very good. First took place February 2008. 236 schools and workplaces and organizations in that year participated by wearing those pink pledge shirts. The day emerged from the acts of a couple of Nova Scotian 12th graders who were being bullied for wearing that. Well, there was a fellow student, apparently, who was wearing a pink shirt. These two kids, Travis Price and David Shepherd, I think his name is, bought 50 pink shirts in a discount store and emailed their classmates urging them to get and wear the shirts the following day to create a sea of pink to support the bullied student. A lot of students wore the shirts. Many also came to school in their own pink clothing. The act of creativity, kindness, gained a lot of notice in Canada and the U.S. and beyond. So Stand Up to Bullying Day has been created. It's a good effort. There's way too much of it in the world. We need to stop this nonsense. And so here's awareness is the first place. Start with the awareness. Speaking of Canada, apparently according to the Canadian government, they have stopped contributing to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's security costs. Canada has been paying some of the costs, but now that they are no longer the Duke and Duchess, adios, muchacho. Statement given from the Office of the Minister of Public Safety said the Duke and Duchess, choosing to relocate to Canada on a part-time basis, presented the government with unique and unprecedented circumstances. We've been engaged with officials in the U.K. from the beginning regarding security considerations, and that has to be something that they're thinking about themselves. Canada has an obligation to provide security assistance on an, quote, as-needed basis, but they're not going to have, you know, around them, they normally have, like, the president of Secret Service, former presidents have Secret Service, members of the family do, and that's true with the royals, but that's not going, what's going to happen going forward.
But I think that's part of what they want. Security, but, they'll have to just,
well, then
you know.
They should get it themselves.
They will. They're going to just pay for their own bodyguards. Mm-hmm. Or Prince Charles will, because 95% of the money that they have right now comes from Prince Charles.
Yeah.
So it's 97% or something like that. So once they lose the 3% of the public funds from that grant, because they're no longer going to be active royals, then I guess Prince Charles will foot the bill until the kids can pay their own rent.
He shouldn't.
Well, it's his own personal money, so
it's
his money, if he wants to support their his kids.
Get out. Today is usually the end of the month. February 28th, usually the end of February. But tomorrow is February 29th, because every 4 years we have leap year and try to figure out what we do or why we do it. And I think I earlier in the week was talking about the Augustine and Julian effects, the Gregorian calendar and all of that stuff. But people ask, why do we need leap year? The calendar has to be in alignment with the Earth's motion around the sun. I suppose that's the short answer. The long answer is it takes the time between two successful vernal equinoxes. A tropical year is about 365.244 days. That means it takes 365.24 days for the Earth to make a revolution around the sun, so you're going to make that up somehow. It's a quarter of a day. It's really hard to imagine all of this because we have the days like a magical another day, and yet each year we have, you know, where does it go is the question, right? Where does it take us? We don't lose. There's no such thing as a quarter of a day. The sun doesn't go up and come up at 6 and go down at 10:30 or 11 o'clock in the morning. So it just seems it's hard to imagine. So you think that's hard to imagine? Imagine this. NASA, according to this, I watched a couple, actually, of very, very interesting overviews of what NASA is doing behind the scenes that nobody's talking about. And the videos were of things that were going on in NASA programs that we don't, you know, we talk a lot about men in space and yada, yada. We don't talk much about the probes that NASA has sent out here, there, and everywhere, not only in our solar system, but all around the known universe. One of the things that could scare the pants out of you is their report on where we are in terms of cycling through the galaxy, because whether you realize it or you don't realize it, we're traveling at tens of thousands of miles an hour. The whole solar system is moving through the galaxy. There's continuing motion, and the galaxy continues to move through the universe, so we are never in the same place, or at least we aren't in the same place in, you know, the normal term of what we consider never. But if you go back to 64 million years ago, you find, at least NASA has found, that we are in exactly the same place, give or take 100 years or so, as to what happened when the dinosaurs were roaming the Earth. The Earth got pelted by some really large objects from exploding planets that have been floating around for billions of years. And so you get into that space where there are all kinds of these huge asteroids. And the people at NASA say their research indicates that we are close to getting back into that same pattern. We're in the same place in the galaxy where all of this trash is located, or where it travels with the frequency. So the bottom line is we could be hit in the next 100 or 200 years with the same kind of an asteroid that wiped out the Earth or the inhabitants of the Earth. And then what grows out of it, depending on where the asteroid comes from, there are flakes coming. There's a moon around Saturn that has the same kind of creatures on it, because the moon is, the objects are, they live on electricity. They don't live on the same kind of stuff we do. And the monsters that are growing on this moon are pretty much the same. If you remember the first or second Star Wars movie, where they drive the Millennium Falcon into what looks like a crevice, and it turns out to be this monster. Remember that? Anybody remember that scene?
Totally, well, yeah. That's in exactly The Last Jedi, wasn't it?
Yeah. So that's exactly what NASA says is growing on this moon that's going around Saturn. The same kind of beings, these huge things that come from little amoebas that grow in electricity, and it's really pretty creepy, actually, when you think about it. So anyway, something for you to think about while you're having your Cheerios this morning. Jen, more practically speaking, what's on TV tonight? Looks like it's exciting.
Well, tonight on television, RuPaul's Drag Race is back. That's a season premiere on VH1.
Sure, I catch that. Yeah.
You'd have that front and center on your schedule. That's at 8 o'clock
on VH1.
I'll
make sure I'm home for that one. Yeah, please.
If that's not quite your thing, Showtime has a documentary premiere of The Kingmaker, which is revisiting Imelda Marcos, the former First Lady of the Philippines, who was always parodied for her greed and her gaudy taste. Well, you can see her, The Kingmaker, documentary premiere on Showtime at 9 o'clock. I know you guys are fans of Shark Tank. That's new tonight, so you can check that out on ABC and see how What's-Her-Face is doing after she lost all the money. WWE's Friday Night SmackDown, also new tonight on Fox, and MacGyver, Hawaii Five-0, and Blue Bloods, all new on CBS.
Last night on the Wheel of Fortune, a woman who was a contestant solved the puzzle with only two letters.
Cheater. Cheater.
What was the puzzle?
Gotta be first. Huh?
Do you know what it was?
We're out of time. Why'd you ask me now? 10 before the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Talk time, 53 after the hour. Our purpose here, getting together with you, is for me, Doug Steffen, and Victoria Keelan to go through the top five items this week from the world of technology that are in effect. And this is sort of in addition to, if we had 5A, it might be the Barbara Corcoran story of her losing the $400,000. But we have only time.
Phishing scam.
Yeah, right, exactly. Look out below. Number five has to do with peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. I know, you wouldn't think peanut butter and tech, but this week, peanut butter and tech made headlines because it's Jif peanut butter wants to help everyone solve the age-old debate, is it GIF or is it JIF? And that's not the peanut butter brand, it's the graphics interchange format, which is a GIF or a GIFY. That's how some people say it, a lot of people say it that way, with a hard G. But GIF wants everyone to know it's just like the peanut butter, you say, even though it's spelled G-I-F in all capital letters, you say it like GIF, like the peanut butter. So if you want to buy one of these limited edition jars of peanut butter that has the G-I-F label on it, it's $10 on Amazon, and that is just in time for National Peanut Butter Lovers Day, which is March 1st. So
hooray!
You can overspend on a jar of peanut butter.
There you go. Number four this week, as we work our way toward number one, counting the TSA ban on TikTok is a very important story this week.
Yep, the TikTok app has been very controversial because it's a China-based app. Their data servers are not held in the United States. It's on it. All the info that they have on you as a user, it remains on a server in China. They've been saying things like they're going to have an American CEO based in D.C., blah, blah, blah. I don't think that's going to happen. And so the TSA has stepped up and said they are not going to allow any of their employees to use TikTok for any formal TSA business. So they can use it personally if they want, but no more TSA-related content will be allowed on the app for safety reasons, and I agree with it.
All right. By the way, you'll feel better knowing the TSA stopped me yesterday going through LAX, Victoria, because I had a bag of nuts, and they were very dense, according to the screen. So the officer had to check out my bag to make sure my peanuts, my nuts that I carried in my bag, were not going to be a matter of national security.
That's excellent that your nuts are not part of national security.
Bottom of that. All right, keep going, Doug. Three.
All right.
The list. Netflix.
Netflix made headlines.
Yes,
yep, they made headlines this week because they want to make it easier for subscribers to keep up with what's trending and what other people are watching on the platform. So they have a new top 10 row on the homepage. It will be updated every day with the most popular titles within your country. And the position of the row will also change depending on how relevant the shows and movies in the list are compared to what you're actually watching. So it's pretty comprehensive, and it is designed to save people a lot of time. Instead of scrolling through every new release, you can now just kind of cut to the chase and see what the most popular new things are.
Number two, the Pope. Is it now? Is not somebody that you think is using too much?
He must have a smartphone, right?
Right.
He probably
the
does.
The new Pope. This is the new Pope, right?
This
like
is the
on
new
TV.
Pope.
New
Pope 2.0. So you can tell it's definitely 2020 because Pope Francis this week urged Catholics to disconnect from their phones and TVs during Lent, saying that our modern society is inundated with empty words where people insult each other as if they were saying good day. And he is correct. He said we live in an environment that's polluted by too much verbal violence, by many offensive and harmful words, which the internet amplifies. And he is correct on that. So he said he is urging Catholics everywhere to not troll anybody online, for give it up for Lent, and be kind to one another, which I think is a message that all of us can get behind. You know, the trolling online is really, really bad.
Well, it's part of the bullying, bullying stuff we were talking about. Number one this week on our list of the top five items from the world of technology is a focus on another big breach, a data breach.
Mm-hmm. If you have stayed at any MGM resort, you may want to go and log into your account, check your credit card, make sure that your information that is all correct. Change your password if you are a member of an MGM resort account. They had 10 million customers have their data has appeared online on the dark web for sale, ranging from home addresses, contact information, to driver's license numbers, passport numbers in some cases, really sensitive data, military ID cards, and some other information like credit and debit card numbers. This stuff is, you know, once that's out there, there's really nothing you can do. You can freeze your credit report so that if someone has your information, they can't, at least it will stop them from opening a new account in your name. But you have to just practice good cybersecurity habits, change all your passwords, and make sure you don't use the same password for every account.
All right, there it is. List of the top five items here. Work done by Victoria Keelan. Thank you, Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.